Isra and Mi'raj, the Night Journey and Ascension of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one who exists without a place. To Allah belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and his kind aunt and companions and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. In today's episode, we will continue talking about the miracle of Al-Isra, which is the night journey of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. After Prophet Muhammad performed the nightfall prayer, that is, the Isha prayer, Angel Jibreel came to him with the white animal, slightly larger than a donkey, yet smaller than a mule. This animal was the Buraq, one of the animals of paradise. Jibreel held the Buraq by its ear and told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mount it. When the Prophet mounted, the Buraq set forth. The Buraq is a very fast animal. The length of its stride is the farthest distance its eye can see. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel arrived to a land with palm trees. Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to dismount and pray. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismounted the Buraq and prayed two rak'ahs. Jibreel asked him, "Do you know where you prayed?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, "Allah knows best." Jibreel told him, "This is Yathrib, this is Taiba." Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immigrated to Al-Madinah, it was called Taiba and Yathrib. It earned the name Al-Madinah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immigrated to it. The Buraq continued with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel until they reached another place. Again, Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get down and pray. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismounted there and prayed two rak'ahs. Jibreel informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the name of that place. It was Tur Sina. Tur Sina is the place where Allah enabled Prophet Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hear and understand the kalam of Allah. In Jabal al-Tur, Allah enabled Prophet Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hear the speech that is kalam of Allah, which is an attribute of his self. Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard, meaning understood the communication. So he heard the speech that is the kalam of Allah, which is not language, sound, letter, words, or anything similar to them in any way. The speech that is kalam of Allah does not have a beginning or an end. It is not like the speech of the creation. Oh. The Buraq took off with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Jibreel. Once again, it stopped, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dismounted and prayed two rak'ahs. This was in Bayt Lahm, where Prophet Isa, Jesus sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was born. Then the Buraq continued with the Messenger of Allah until they entered the city of Jerusalem. There the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Outside was a ring used by the Messengers of Allah to tie their animals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tied his buraq to this ring. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the masjid where Allah has assembled for him all the prophets, from Adam to Isa, that is Jesus. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved forward and led them all in prayer. This is an indication that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is higher in status than all the rest of the prophets and messengers. In the next episode, dear listeners, I will continue talking about this great miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I will specifically mention the wondrous creations that the Prophet encountered during his blessed journey. We ask Allah to add to our knowledge and to bestow on us the bounty of entering paradise without torture. Ameen.
Visual.